Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence in audio form, no less. Now, full disclosure, I'm a donkey. I live in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, who's a sloth. We don't get out much, but we do enjoy a good AI debate over tea and figs. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's been tinkering with locally hosted AI models. He's got a GPU that can run some models, but he's finding the experience underwhelming. He's noticed that inference is faster locally, sure, but cloud-based models, even free or low-cost ones, are often just as convenient, if not more so. He's also realized that doing anything advanced, like agent code execution, isn't feasible on his current hardware without a major investment. So he's asking, why do people go through the trouble of hosting AI models locally? Is it cost, privacy, or something else entirely? Great question, Daniel, and one that cuts right to the heart of a growing divide in the AI community. Let's start with the obvious. For most people, local AI doesn't make practical sense. You're absolutely right. Cloud models like those from Anthropic, Google, or even open-source-friendly providers like Hugging Face or Grok offer fast, reliable, and often free access to powerful models. Even a 70-billion-parameter llama model can be run affordably in the cloud with pay-per-use pricing. Why spend $2,000 on a high-end GPU when you can access top-tier AI for pennies? And yet, a growing number of people are hosting models locally. So what gives? The answer, it turns out, isn't one thing. It's a mix of values, needs, and use cases that the cloud just can't satisfy. First, and probably most important, privacy. If you're working with sensitive data, medical records, legal documents, proprietary code, sending that to a third-party server is a non-starter. Even if the provider claims not to store your data, the risk of leakage or subpoena is real. Local hosting eliminates that risk. Your data never leaves your machine. That's a big deal for researchers, journalists, and professionals in regulated industries. There's also control. When you host locally, you control the environment. You can fine-tune the model on your own data, modify its behavior, or even run it in air-gapped systems with no internet connection. That's crucial for certain security applications or for developers who want to experiment without being rate-limited or censored by a cloud provider's policies. Then there's the issue of cost predictability. While cloud models can be cheap, they're usage-based. If you're running a lot of queries, say in a production application, cost can spiral. Local hosting has an upfront cost, but once you've paid for the hardware, your marginal cost per inference is essentially zero. For high-volume use, that can be a huge advantage. Now, about that hardware cost. You're right, running a 70B model locally isn't cheap. You're looking at multiple high-end GPUs, possibly tens of thousands of dollars in equipment, plus power and cooling. But not everyone is running the biggest models. Many local AI users are content with smaller, quantized versions, like a 7B or 13B Llama model that run perfectly well on a single consumer GPU. Tools like Alama, LM Studio, and GPT-4all have made it easier than ever to run capable models on modest hardware. And let's not underestimate the appeal of experimentation. The local AI community is full of tinkerers, people who want to understand how these models work, tweak their prompts, chain them together, or build custom agents. For them, the cloud is a black box. Local hosting is a sandbox. It's not just about utility, it's about learning, creativity, and ownership. There's also a philosophical angle. Some people simply don't want to depend on centralized AI providers. They see local AI as a way to democratize access, avoid vendor lock-in, and preserve digital autonomy. It's a bit like the homebrew computer movement of the 1970s, a belief that computing should be personal, not corporate. So, to sum it up, the drivers for local AI are privacy, control, cost predictability, experimentation, and ideology. It's not about raw performance or convenience, it's about values. That said, I should emphasize, local AI isn't for everyone. For most everyday tasks, the cloud is faster, cheaper, and easier. But for those with specific needs or principles, local hosting isn't just a hobby, it's a necessity. And who knows, maybe one day Korn and I will host our own AI in the stable. Though I suspect he'd just use it to optimize his napping schedule. Thanks for the question, Daniel. If you're listening and you host AI locally, I'd love to hear your story. Drop us a line at justaskai@popplewary.org or just shout it into the hills. We're in Jerusalem, so there's a good chance the echo will reach us. Until next time, this is Herman Popplewary signing off from the Donkey Stable of Knowledge.